T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Bowerly and Bellavia program brought to you by Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, WBEN listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 a week forever on February 28th. $5,000 a week for life for you, then $5,000 a week for a loved one. Go to pch.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due February 25th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David, good afternoon. You're looking very full of DNA.
Yes. How are you?
Very, very full of DNA. I'm quite well, thank you. Anything exciting happening in the Bellavia land?
Not at all.
So nothing. Just a routine, run-of-the-mill day?
That's it.
Could I have your DNA?
No.
Why?
Well, I would think that, first of all, DNA, you know, it's a weird thing because we consider this to be a part of, what, privacy, right? You would never ask someone if they were arrested for a DUI. We're going to swab the inside of your mouth and run it through a database. You know, lawyers would go crazy over that. Yet people volunteer every day in Western New York. People volunteer their DNA. They pay a fee for it, and they find out, well, it turns out I'm Sicilian. Turns out I'm Scotch-Irish. I wanted to know what my DNA was, my ancestry, all that stuff. Now it turns out those companies that you're paying money to find out about your ancestry, they're actually running it through FBI databases to find out that maybe the cousin who doesn't talk a lot at Thanksgiving, maybe he's piling up corpses in the basement.
Well, the companies deny that they are the ones sharing the DNA. There is a feature with the companies that will allow you to upload your DNA for anybody online to see. The companies are denying complicity with this. Do you believe them?
Well, the one company is proud of working with the Golden State. I want to say it was
23andMe.
23andMe. So the ancestry companies are all claiming that when you give our DNA, when you give your DNA to us, we don't share it with anyone. The 23andMe group, those folks are looking into your genetic strains. They're looking into the possible diseases you might get, what you're susceptible to, all the different things that are involved in your metabolic functions and what's wrong with you. And because of that, they have to share it with all these different groups. And one of those groups turns out to be a forensic database. But right now in Arizona, there's a bill that could become law that basically, under Senate Bill 1475 in the state of Arizona, DNA would be collected from anyone who is fingerprinted for a state job or volunteered to certain positions for other reasons. For example, if you were to coach a sport in the state of Arizona and you had to go through any background check that required a fingerprint, your DNA would also be gathered at that moment. So you're right. Coaching your kid's soccer team, you're doing whatever you're doing as a volunteer, even though you're not a state employee, and in New York State, that's the biggest employer in the state, your DNA would be put into a database and run through whatever they want to run it through. And by the way, in Arizona, they're going to make you pay for it too. But could you imagine in New York State, we just started if you're the relative of a cold case murder, I don't know, maybe you'd be for that. You know, maybe we're going to fall under the whole Patriot Act and say, if you've got nothing to be ashamed of, why not have your emails, your text messages, your private phone calls? And that turned into Facebook just haphazardly turning on the camera whenever they please, because the people at SimCity decided that they want to know what you're talking about. And so Facebook, through their third-party apps, have allowed third-party people to access your phone, your pictures, whatever you have that you agreed to the terms and conditions. You know, it turns into a nanny state. It turns into Big Brother.
Well, and entirely predictable. So, folks, is this right of Arizona? And by the way, if it's going to happen in Arizona, David, before we even ask the question, if it's happening in Arizona, there's a bill before the legislature in Arizona. Do you really think New York State is that far off on this one? I mean, isn't New York State going to be the second most logical place you'd expect this to happen?
Well, New York is setting a pretty dangerous precedent. Here's the thing, though. What I don't understand about all this DNA stuff, right, is that who's to say, by the way, has anyone filed suit against Ancestry.com or 23andMe? Mistakes are made all the time. We're finding out that, you know, people that go and have a donor, whether it's an egg or something else, you think you know the biological breakdown of the people that you're getting donor sperm or donor eggs from, and they make mistakes, and there's huge lawsuits, and you hear about this all the time. I haven't seen one lawsuit where an Ancestry.com person was like, you said I was Ukrainian, and it turns out I'm from Azerbaijan. You know, you screwed up. You messed up my DNA. What happens when they do that, and the guy from, you know, the Ukraine ends up being the Night Stalker?
Well, on the other hand, the reason they were able to get Altemio Sanchez, the bike path murderer, was because the police had a good idea that he was, in fact, the suspect. They went to a restaurant at Walker Center where Sanchez had eaten. They grabbed his utensils following the meal, put him in the evidence bag, sealed the evidence bag, and then ran the forensic test, and it turned out that Altemio Sanchez was, in fact, the bike path murderer.
And God bless law enforcement for putting a murderer behind bars. I don't think anyone is going to tell you that they're against serial killers being arrested or, you know, criminals being apprehended. But there is a slippery slope here. And the slippery slope is a soccer mom from the suburbs of North Buffalo decides to find out, you know, who landed at Ellis Island and what her, you know, she's adopted. She wants to know who her parents are. She wants to know what her grandparents came from, what her genealogy is. And she inadvertently blows in her brother on a, you know, allegation from 1991. You know, it'd be nice if you could check that box on the DNA registry that, you know, I would rather not, especially in the Me Too movement where your DNA is harvested and collected because you got aggressive on a goodnight kiss. I mean, some of these allegations are completely unfounded. If you end up in a registry somewhere and we start running DNA, a lot of people's lives could be ruined by it. But you will find out once and for all who the Zodiac Killer is.
Well, that is presuming that there is an uncontaminated sample of the Zodiac Killer's DNA on one of the letters he sent to the San Francisco Chronicle. The Zodiac Killer, by the way, killed, I think, five people back in the late 1960s, possibly into the early 1970s. He was a notorious letter writer, and that case remains unsolved to this day. I'm not convinced that it was Arthur Lee Allen. Be very disappointed if it wasn't, but I really don't think it is.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things where there's so many copycats as well. You don't know who sent what letter and who made the phone calls and everything else. And then there's idiots who go out there and try to copy what other people have done. But let's just, if you take this issue here in Arizona and you apply it to, you know, New York State, and you're like, okay, let's say for giggles here that there isn't technology that exists that could pull DNA out and print the DNA, right? Now you have access, you know, you've got people that are looking out for your credit score, people that give you an email when someone pulls your social security number and tries to go for a home loan. What happens when your DNA gets filed? Where do you go then? Is there a life lock for your DNA? Like, hey, someone just put my DNA on a pair of monkey bars out at a school gymnasium somewhere.
Well,
now,
if Aunt Thelma, I mean, here's the problem, David. It is that if Aunt Thelma, of her own volition, decides to put your DNA up online, that's an open book to law enforcement, and they can match the suspect DNA with Aunt Thelma's DNA any day of the week.
So now serial killers will be forced to kill all the females in their lineage just to make sure.
Or just the family tree freaks like me.
Well, but seriously though, it's at what point does your, you know, do you, listen, I deal with it all the time. If I say something stupid on the radio or I put something up on Twitter, you know, my family, my brothers, my, you know, extended family, because I have the same last name and I decided to do this, you know, they're now having to deal with, are you the brother of the idiot who said that we shouldn't be collecting DNA? You know, that's sometimes you make choices in life and your family, you know, they reap the benefits of decisions that you make. I understand that. And someone that wants to go and get their DNA checked out to see where they're from, that's fascinating to me. I think it's great. You can learn so much. You can pull the Ellis Island records. You can, you know, find out the tax records from the early, you know, 50s from your grandfather. All that is wonderful stuff. But it is a slippery slope when all of a sudden you get pulled over and your license plate is connected to your DNA strand. You know, there was a long time when polygraphs, you know, were inadmissible because of the fact that some people just don't respond to them and it's not valid in a court of law.
Right.
But DNA is becoming what is springing people out of prison, and DNA is putting people in prison. And you would think the science would be perfect by now. But of course, nothing's perfect. What happens to, you know, we're going to stop the death penalty because one or two people were wrongfully no one should die that didn't commit a crime that was sentenced to death. I'm all about innocent people not dying on death row, but there's a lot of people that did kill people and are on death row that should die. So, you know, what are we doing here? You're telling me that this technology is completely without flaw and that nobody is going to end up getting zinged for something that they didn't do. I don't know. I don't even trust the databases. I mean, China's hacking everything. Who's to say they don't hack a database?
Well, here is the story out of Arizona. For those who wonder what we're talking about, Arizona could soon be... Oh, I love pop-up ads online. They're my favorite thing in the whole world. Arizona could soon be one of the first states to maintain a massive statewide DNA database. And if the proposed legislation passes, this is a proposal, it is not yet law, many people from parent school volunteers and teachers to real estate agents and foster parents will have no choice but to give up their DNA. And by the way, pay $250 for the analysis. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? And it's interesting that several law enforcement groups have signed on against this. The Real Estate Association in Arizona has signed on against this. The opposition is diverse, varied, and intense to this, David.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the $250 fee. I mean, to be honest, there are people that are arguing the constitutional civil liberty part of it, and then other people are saying, why should we have to pay for this if you want to collect you want to collect everyone's DNA? I want to collect baseball cards. I don't make the state pay for it. You know, you want to go out and go, you know, collect things, go do it on your own dime. But look, in the militaries, a texter just brought this up. It's a true point. Anyone who's in the military has their DNA harvested. It's part of signing up. I'm sure government workers and federal workers have their DNA on file. But, you know, in the world of the dark web, where people can get a hold of stuff, you know, we're at a point where, you know, you're not just protecting your credit score anymore. Now you're protecting your DNA. I mean,
right.
You know, who in their right mind would have thought that the time would ever come where, you know, your laser printer could do color, your laser printer could do 3D, and now your laser printer can do a double helix and put it on a piece of underwear that someone now connects you to a serial rape.
Well, double helix will not be in the sky tonight, but the super moon will be in the sky tonight, and hopefully we'll have a chance to see it. So what do you guys think of this, the DNA being, well, if this goes into effect in Arizona, if this proposal passes and becomes law, a lot of people are going to be forced to turn over their DNA to the government. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And David, what's interesting is, you know, they're putting a lot of people in a tough position, because if you want, for example, to be a real estate agent in the state of Arizona under this law, you're not going to have a choice. You're going to have to show, you're going to have to provide a DNA sample, and you're going to have to kick in $250 to pay for the processing.
Well, right now, this bill only covers people that work for the state and have fingerprints done as a part of their voluntary service or their job. So, you know, again, if you go through any background check, which is, I'm sure close to 50% of the population. I'm sure there's jobs out there that don't require that. But if you do these things, you're going to have to comply if this law, you know, if this bill becomes the law of the land in Arizona. But again, you know, we're doing DNA tests on everyone at the border, and we're doing that for a plethora of reasons. One of the reasons is that we want to make sure the children with these, you know, adults are actually related to these kids. A lot of these people are just taking kids off the street and trying to use them as a human shield to get across the border. But I don't know. I'm not even comfortable with someone going through your garbage. I mean, yeah, theoretically, if your garbage is off your property line and it's out there, someone could rifle through it and grab a few Kleenexes and whatnot and, you know, go through your stuff. But that creeps me out too. And to know that the federal government, I mean, look, I don't know what restaurant the bike path rapist went to. I'm glad he's behind bars, and I'm glad anyone accused of that is free because they didn't do it. But at the same time, you're thinking to yourself, well, what's the point of a warrant? I mean, the FISA court wants to circumvent the Constitution because it's terrorism, and we don't have time to wait for these pesky warrants, and, you know, we need to get that surveillance now because a terror attack might occur. Well, when do we start cutting corners when it comes to regular law enforcement and say, you know, yeah, I could go to a judge and look through the guy's house, or just follow him around, wait for him to throw out that Tim Hortons roll up the rim and run my own DNA? You know, how long before these local law enforcement agencies, they all have access to the federal DNA stuff, but you might end up in the future having your own DNA lab right here in your own town and village police department.
So are they going to make it where if you get a driver's license in the state of Arizona, you'll have to provide a DNA sample? If you want to vote, you're going to have to provide a DNA sample. If you want a boating license, they're going to want a DNA sample. Where does it stop? Coaching Little League.
I mean, listen, do I think Catholic priests should probably have a DNA? I mean, there's a lot of jobs out there that you'd want to know that you're getting people of quality, you know, reputation, and I get it. But how long before MasterCard and Visa start applying your credit based on, you know, let's put it this way. If you're a family member, you know how the game used to be played. If you were a communist and related to a communist, if you were a homosexual, you were related to a homosexual, people, prejudice and more ignorant times in the past would connect behavior to relatives and everything else. What if you don't want, I mean, what if you're Kyle Bundy and you don't really want the world to know that your cousin was Ted Bundy? Does Jeffrey Hitler have an opportunity to maybe exorcise the demons of his relative? Do you really want everyone in the world to know that your brother was a serial killer? Whether or not your brother should be behind bars, I believe we can all uniformly say, yes, we want bad people off the street. But what if you want to be private about the fact that, you know, do you really need your credit report, your coworkers, your state to know that, you know, your DNA is connected to 15 people getting murdered?
Well, we will take some telephone calls on this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Should the government, if you want to do certain things in a state like New York or in the state in question in Arizona, should you have to kick up a sample of your DNA? What's more important here? Is it your right to genetic privacy, or is it the possibility that you might have a pedophile who wants to coach Little League, or the possibility that a long-standing cold case could be solved with a DNA connection? Because remember, you don't need the person with the DNA to catch the bad guy. You can catch the bad guy by finding close blood relatives of the bad guy. You can narrow down the suspect pool dramatically. Now, welcome to the unofficial home of the Bernie Sanders for President Committee. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. We've been talking about this proposal in Arizona to make the state the beneficiary, if you will, of your DNA should you wish to do certain things in the state of Arizona, like volunteer at a school, for example. $250 it's going to cost you, and then your DNA will go into the DNA registry in Arizona. I mean, David, it's like not only are they collecting evidence, but they want people to pay for it.
Well, listen, that stuff's expensive to do. I mean, the other thing is, I would really like to know how they're safeguarding it. It's almost impossible. Any hacker out there that wants to grab whatever they want to grab, whether it's Social Security numbers, the Veterans Administration has been hacked multiple times. How do you protect it? Well, hopefully some of that $250 is going into a firewall on steroids so that no one can get to it. Because once that's out there, your Social Security number, that ain't nothing if your DNA is out there. Could you imagine they're going to just throw your DNA, you find out you have 25 kids you didn't know about?
I'm sure that that's actually happened with people.
Oh, without a doubt. There's court cases all over with those sperm banks.
And that's just Charles Kuralt.
No, but for real, that could be really horrible. But, you know, again, what is person? I mean, our founding fathers had no idea that a rollerball pen was the future to our founding fathers. They were writing with, you know, quills. No one in their right mind, when you talk about, you know, privacy, what does privacy mean? No one could extrapolate the future. And by the way, as we're talking in 2019, this conversation in 2017, you know, might be thoughts, you know, what you're able to think. Who knows what the future holds? But is the Constitution strong enough to hold up on what privacy means? Do you have the right, if law enforcement wants to look into whether or not you, I mean, in the old days, you had to investigate the crime and then you found suspects. Now you've got suspects on record, and if a crime happens to, you know, go down, you have a list of people that you can arrest. I mean, I'm not sure that that's America.
Well, let's find out what folks have to say. Is it un-American for the state of Arizona to even think about telling people that they must turn over their DNA, oh yes, and pay a $250 fee? And I might add that $250 fee is ridiculous. I've had DNA testing done. I've had it done by several companies, and most of the companies charge around $100 to process DNA. So this $250 that Arizona wants to collect seems to me to be confiscatory along the lines of New York State and not Arizona, David.
Well, $250. Think about that, though. What if New York State decided that, you know, everyone had to have an easy pass, everyone had to have $250 in their account, everyone had to do, we would go crazy, right? If they, 90% of the people that are outraged about what's happening in Arizona really aren't even talking about the Constitution. They're talking about the $250 surcharge, which I can understand. That's because, by the way, do you even want to work for the government? We talk about who's going to want to run for public office these days. Who the hell wants to work for the Department of Motor Vehicles if you got to do a swab of your DNA?
By the way, Pink Floyd fans, stay listening because we have a pair of tickets or two to give away to see Nick Mason and the Saucerful of Secrets show coming up on Tuesday, April 11th. We will let you know when to call in. It's not the entire Pink Floyd. It is just Nick Mason who is going to be playing. Let's go to Joan, because I don't think Pink Floyd would be playing at Shays. I'm just saying I love Shays, but I'm pretty sure they'd have a bigger venue. Here is Joan, preferably for Roger Waters, one with the swastika and Prussian eagle. Here is Joan in Niagara on WBEN. Joan.
Hi. I have a question. You know, with this DNA swabs and that, they have gene-targeted cancer treatment. What is to prevent gene-targeted assassinations? I mean, this Big Brother, Brave New World, George Orwell, Mark of the Beast, all this technocracy that's going on eventually is going to take and replace humans. I mean, these very people who are pushing this are pushing their own livelihood out.
Let me ask my sex robot companion for her opinion, and I'll get back with you. Joan?
Yes?
I thought you hung up on us. But the what you're talking about is the dehumanization of the world.
Yeah, and the other thing here too is that I'm all about the, you know, they're finding these hunter killer cells and, you know, ways to kill viruses, way to kill the flu vaccination, finding out when a toddler, you know, goes to the doctor, these are the things in your DNA. You know, you've got a history of breast cancer, you have a history of prostate cancer. At 34, you're going to want to start getting checked. At this, you know, we could preemptively kill all these different diseases. That's fantastic. But Joan, it does come at a price, and the price is there are bad people out there, and these bad people are just as smart as the good people. And if people want to, you know, upset the apple cart or start, I mean, the Chinese right now are putting human DNA into a pig and are creating these, you know, man bear pigs or whatever they're doing out there.
Man bear pig?
I don't know what's
going
on. It's
the year of the man bear pig.
But you see, the Chinese have no scruples. There's no soul in that, you know, with their science and government working together.
Until Godzilla starts crapping all over the Great Wall of China, it's all good fun until that happens.
But if it was about coming up with a solution to healing, if it was coming out with making humanity stronger and better, it's always going to be, you know, ruined by evil in the world.
Absolutely. And what if they find down the road that there's a conservative gene? What would somebody do with that?
Usually it's making over $25,000 a year. That's usually the conservative gene. No, you're absolutely right. Listen, there were folks that believed that there was a part of your brain that, you know, made you, you know, gay. This was the gay trait, right? The gay gene. And then people went on to determine that, well, it comes to find out that folks that at a certain point of age, you know, are we made to only have one, you know, partner in life? Is humankind designed like a Canadian goose where, you know, you're supposed to have one partner and that's all you're supposed to have for the rest of your life? And maybe man was meant to have all these scientists and they're paid government grants, by the way, government money to look at what your Lunchable will do to you over 10, 15 years.
We've had a Lunchable reference.
But whatever it is, they will put government money into researching hamsters and, you know, Absolute Vodka and see what. At the end of the day, they can find whatever they want. We've seen what the media does with a little bit of fact. They'll extrapolate that to be whatever it is. I just read a report, not even 2 days ago, that marijuana makes you more potent when it comes to, you know, your sperm count is higher. I read a report that said that marijuana, young at age, makes you more susceptible to suicide and depression. How the hell can that come from the same institute? One's telling you all the positive sides of it. The other is telling you all the negative sides of it. What happens when someone says, this gene makes you vote for people with red hats? And if you want to eliminate that, just abort the people with this gene and say they're serial killers.
Joan, I think you have stumbled into something that I really, really wonder about. And, you know, taking this one step further with the abortion situation in the news, if they're doing amniocentetic DNA testing early in the pregnancy, and they can say, well, look, your baby is going to have red hair. I wonder how many abortions are going to be done because a baby has red hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can extrapolate this, and we're living in a time when science is moving exponentially, and you never know what the next big development is going to be. And we need to be very, very careful that we don't do not fail to humanize this technology that we have.
If you've watched Westworld, and you see, you know,
Westworld, is that a Yul Brynner movie from the 70s?
No. It's the most popular series on TV right now. It's on HBO. I think they're going into season 3 or 4. But it basically is the Yul Brynner series, but they've, you know, extrapolated it to be much cooler, in the sense that if you wanted to go back to 1880, you go to this place, it's like Disney World, and all these robots bleed, and you can, you know, hang out with a prostitute, gamble, shoot a guy in the face. It's basically Red Dead Redemption 2, but in human form. You could play a video game and murder and rape and do whatever you want. And the reality is that if we start to clone and artificial intelligence and DNA, there has to be some safeguard. It used to be government, Joan. It used to be the American government would always make sure that technology never got in the way of morality, never got in the way of the rule of law. Where is that? The FBI, who's going to adjudicate that? Everyone that we put our faith and trust in the last 24 months has gone certifiably insane.
True.
All right, Joan, I've got another one for you. Mugshots. When somebody is arrested but not convicted of anything, should their mugshot be released to the public?
I think only descriptions of people if they're on the loose, And then if they're convicted, then I think their mugshot should be released.
If they're convicted.
If they're convicted.
See, I don't think mugshots ought to be released when somebody is simply arrested, like this Lancaster principal. I don't think that the mugshot should have been released until and unless she is convicted, unless police are looking for somebody and they use a mugshot to track down a perpetrator for another crime.
I'd like Joan to run for state senate. So far,
any chance of this, Joan?
I'm on her platform right now. I'd like to raise her money. But Joan, you're unless the public is in danger, we need to find this person, or someone ran off and you happen to have a mugshot and there's no other photo. But the fact remains that there are a lot of people that are arrested for things. This is going to ruin their life. I mean, it's not just what you put on Facebook anymore. If the only thing that pops up on the internet is a mugshot of a disorderly conduct that you got when you were 19, do you really need to be punished for that for the rest of your life?
I don't think so.
I think it's kind of, yeah, I agree. Or an accused rape, like the Duke Lacrosse boys. Why don't you Google one of the names of the Duke Lacrosse boys? You don't think it's going to come up as a mugshot? And those guys had absolutely nothing to do with that fake news hoax story.
Now, here's where it gets really, really complicated. You know who else does not believe that mugshots ought to be released by a state agency unless there has been a conviction or unless there is a compelling law enforcement interest in doing so?
O.J. Simpson.
My friend and yours, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
He's right.
Pigs have flown, because I will tell you that on this issue, Andrew Cuomo is 100% right.
I agree with the governor on this, and I thought I'd never say that.
I can't believe I'm saying those words. So, Joan, are you surprised that without even knowing it, you have agreed with Governor Andrew Cuomo?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, sometimes even a bad clock is right once, you know, in 24 hours.
Twice a day. I hear that a lot.
Someone just said, hey, there seems to be a problem with the Radio.com app. I'm trying to listen to Bowerly and Bellavia, and all I seem to get is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be talking about gay frogs here in a second. But
right after we talk about trisexual lambs.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Hey, Joan, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
So there's another topic right there that we want, because it kind of ties into the DNA thing in terms of law enforcement, in terms of privacy. I will say this again. I do not believe that police ought to be releasing the mugshots of people who have simply been arrested for a crime or an offense. If somebody is convicted, yeah, you know what? Release the mugshot. But before somebody is actually convicted of a crime, it's like you are punishing them with social stigma before they have been convicted of anything.
And it really solves the million-dollar question. Do you smile or do you act tough in a mugshot?
Oh, I think you try to look like Rick Perry in his mugshot.
Wait, don't do the Tom DeLay, because that looks creepy.
And definitely don't do the Gary Busey.
The Gary Busey, my
goodness. That's good. I have nightmares about that. Nick Nolte?
Hitting the head in the shovel after he was high on meth. I mean, that looks horrible.
Yeah. Meth tends to make people look pretty bad. That's my experience.
Gary Abusey.
It is 3:49. I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but I am. 3:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia, and apparently Breaking Bad. So we have two things that we're talking about right now. The state of Arizona actually has a proposal in the Arizona legislature where a lot of people are going to be forced to turn over their DNA to the state of Arizona. It will go into a DNA database. People, including realtors, are going to have to provide their DNA. This is in Arizona under a proposal that is not yet law. Don't know if it's going to become law. The police group in Arizona has actually signed on against this idea of collecting DNA from people. Volunteers, parent volunteers at school will have to submit a DNA test at $250 in order to volunteer at school. Now, you know, it's interesting because my mom used to volunteer quite a bit at the elementary school. She used to be a chaperone on many of the field trips we took in fifth and sixth grade. And the idea that here's a person who took time out of her own schedule to be a chaperone on a field trip, and now I'm sure they still do that, and now somebody who wants to do that is going to have to cough up their DNA and a check for $250. What do you think that's going to do to volunteering with young people? It's going to kill it.
As if that's not already been done by, I think, a lot of the news in the Catholic Church. I mean, whether or not people want to volunteer because they don't want to be accused of anything, or whether or not people don't want to volunteer because of all the background checks. Look, if you got a DUI in your past, I mean, everyone, zero tolerance, and no one should be intoxicated behind the wheel, and everyone, you put life in danger. But people make mistakes, and there should be some statute of limitations where we don't punish you in perpetuity for a mistake you made when you were stupid and young. At the same time, could you imagine, you know, you're an upstanding pillar of the community, and your background check is now thrown. Like, do you trust anyone to hold on to anything? I mean, you're talking about handing your phone over to police, right? Well, I wouldn't want my photos. How long before one law enforcement, I mean, the FBI, the president of the United States can't have a conversation without the transcript ending up at New York Times. You don't think that if someone wanted to put out your information on the street, they could? What are your recourse? What rights do you have? Is privacy dead in the United States in 2019? Yes, I believe it is.
Privacy rights, are they a dead and dying thing in the United States?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.